Ottawa. Prominent Jewish groups are set to host a rally on Parliament Hill Monday afternoon in solidarity with Israel. The Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs says the event is meant to be a show of collective strength in the face of what it calls staggering anti-Semitism. Speakers will include people whose family members were killed by Hamas militants on October 7 and a Canadian woman whose Israeli cousin is among the hostages held in the Gaza Strip. They also include Deputy Conservative Leader Melissa Lantzman and Liberal MP Anthony Housefather, along with the Israeli ambassador to Canada. Organizers say they want to gather people who believe in Israel's right to exist and its need to defend itself against terror, and will call on the international community to push for the release of hostages held by Hamas. Israel resumed deadly airstrikes on southern Gaza this weekend after a week-long truce fell apart on Friday, with both sides blaming the other. The Israeli army said more than 250 rockets were fired from Gaza since the truce ended. Israeli officials say 137 people are still being held hostage in Gaza. Another 105 were freed during the ceasefire in exchange for the release of 240 Palestinians who were being held in Israeli prisons. Most of those released on both sides were women and children. Those exchanges were being done at the Rafah border crossing between Egypt and Gaza. Since the truce ended, foreign nationals have been allowed to leave through the Rafah crossing once again. Global Affairs Canada said that included about 130 Canadians who left over the weekend. The department said in a statement Sunday evening that about 600 Canadians, permanent residents and their family members have been able to leave the besieged territory so far. The department says there are 426 Canadians in the West Bank and Gaza who are registered with the federal government. Global Affairs Canada also said Sunday night that an eighth Canadian has died as a result of the current conflict, this time in Lebanon. One Canadian is considered missing, the government says, though it will not say who that person is or where they may be, citing privacy reasons. The Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs has said Judah Weinstein Haggai is being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. She is a Canadian citizen who lived in Toronto for 20 years. An estimated 1,200 Israelis were killed the day Hamas militants launched attacks from Gaza, and more than 15,500 Palestinians have been killed in the nearly 2 months of bombing since then. The possibility of a new ceasefire deal seems remote. Israel has recalled its negotiators, and Hamas deputy leader has said any further release of hostages would only happen as part of ending the war. On Saturday, an international criminal court prosecutor said his office is serious about moving forward to investigate allegations of war crimes on both sides. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 4, 2023. With files from the Associated Press, the Canadian Press prominent Jewish groups are set to host a rally on Parliament Hill this afternoon in solidarity with Israel. The Peace Tower is pictured on Parliament Hill in Ottawa Tuesday, March 9, 2021. The Canadian Press, Sean Kilpatrick to prominent Jewish groups are set to host a rally on Parliament Hill this afternoon in solidarity with Israel. The Peace Tower is pictured on Parliament Hill in Ottawa Tuesday, March 9, 2021. The Canadian Press, Sean Kilpatrick to